Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Women Who Think Too Much by psychologist Susan Nolan Hoeksema examines rumination, the habit of repeatedly turning problems over in the mind without moving toward solutions. Drawing on widely discussed research in cognitive and clinical psychology, the book argues that women are often socialized to focus inward, analyze feelings, and seek understanding, patterns that can unintentionally strengthen anxiety and depression when they become repetitive and self-critical. Nolan Hoeksema explains how rumination shows up in everyday life, from replaying conversations to worrying about relationships, parenting, work, and body image. Rather than treating overthinking as a personality flaw, she frames it as a learned mental loop that can be interrupted. The book combines explanation with practical strategies to shift attention, take constructive action, and build emotional resilience. It speaks to readers who feel stuck in their heads and want tools to regain clarity, energy, and a greater sense of control over their lives. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding rumination and why it feels impossible to stop. A core idea of the book is that overthinking is not the same as healthy reflection. Rumination is repetitive, circular thinking that magnifies distress while offering little new information. Nolan Hoeksema differentiates it from problem solving by focusing on outcomes. Rumination drains motivation and focus, while effective reflection leads to decisions or actions. She also explains why rumination can be self-reinforcing. When someone feels anxious or down, the mind searches for explanations and certainty, and repeated analysis can briefly create the illusion of control. Yet the more attention given to the same worries, the more salient and urgent they feel. The book connects this loop to common triggers such as interpersonal conflict, perceived mistakes, uncertainty about the future, and societal pressures that encourage self-monitoring. Readers learn to recognize the mental signatures of rumination, including replaying events, second-guessing, and imagining worst-case scenarios. By naming the process and understanding its mechanics, the reader is better positioned to interrupt it and replace it with actions that reduce distress rather than deepen it. Secondly, why women may ruminate more and how culture shapes the habit. Nolan Hoeksema is known for research suggesting that women, on average, report more rumination than men, and the book explores why this pattern might emerge. The discussion emphasizes social learning rather than biology alone. Many women are encouraged to be emotionally attuned, to monitor relationships closely, and to take responsibility for maintaining harmony. These strengths can become liabilities when they turn into relentless self-evaluation. Cultural messages about being a good partner, mother, employee, or caregiver can push women to interpret difficulties as personal shortcomings, which fuels self-critical thinking. The book also considers how unequal burdens, chronic stress, and limited control over certain life circumstances can increase the temptation to think instead of act. Rumination may become a default when direct solutions feel risky or unavailable. By highlighting these influences, the book helps readers separate their identity from the habit. Overthinking becomes something learned within a context, not proof that the reader is weak or broken. This perspective supports compassion and makes change feel more achievable. Thirdly, the costs of overthinking for mood, relationships, and performance. The book details how rumination can worsen emotional well-being and interfere with daily functioning. When the mind repeatedly returns to upsetting themes, negative mood is extended and intensified, increasing vulnerability to anxiety and depression. Rumination also narrows attention, making it harder to concentrate, plan, and remember, which can lower work performance and academic effectiveness. Interpersonally, the habit can create a cycle of reassurance seeking, withdrawal, or conflict. A person who overthinks may repeatedly revisit the same issue with friends or partners, hoping to finally feel certain. But the repetition can exhaust both sides and keep problems alive. The book also discusses decision-making paralysis. When every option is analyzed for hidden risks, it becomes easier to delay choices, which can lead to missed opportunities and reduced confidence. Physical health can be affected through stress pathways, poor sleep, and persistent tension. By mapping these consequences, Nolan Hoeksema gives readers a compelling reason to change. Stopping rumination is not about becoming less thoughtful, but about protecting mental energy and building a life that is guided by values and actions rather than by unending mental debate. Fourthly, practical ways to interrupt rumination and shift into action. A major value of the book is its emphasis on doable interventions that break the rumination cycle. Nolan Hoeksema encourages readers to start with awareness, noticing when thinking becomes repetitive and unproductive. From there, she promotes strategies that change the mental channel, such as engaging in absorbing activities, moving the body, or focusing on concrete tasks. Behavioral activation is a recurring theme. Action can lead mood, not only follow it. The book also highlights structured problem solving, where the reader defines the problem in specific terms, generates options, chooses one small step, and evaluates results. This approach replaces endless analysis with experimentation. Cognitive strategies include challenging all-or-nothing thinking, softening self-blame, and separating feelings from facts. Social support is framed as most helpful when it is action-oriented rather than purely repetitive discussion. The reader is encouraged to seek conversations that lead to perspective and next steps. Overall, the book offers a toolkit for creating momentum, reducing emotional intensity, and training the mind to return to the present and to what is controllable. Lastly, building long-term resilience and a healthier relationship with your mind, beyond quick fixes, the book focuses on reshaping habits that keep rumination alive. One element is self-compassion, learning to respond to mistakes and disappointments with understanding rather than harsh internal criticism. This reduces the shame that often drives repetitive thinking. Another element is creating a lifestyle that supports emotional regulation, adequate sleep, routines, meaningful activities, and boundaries around stressors. Nolan Hoeksema also underscores the importance of purpose and values. When life is oriented around what matters, the mind has a clearer direction, and small setbacks are less likely to trigger identity-level doubt. Readers are encouraged to cultivate supportive relationships and to seek professional help when rumination is tied to significant depression or anxiety. The book frames recovery as skill building, not as eliminating thought. The goal is flexible thinking, the ability to reflect, decide, and move on. Over time, the reader learns to tolerate uncertainty, accept imperfect outcomes, and return attention to the next constructive step. This long view turns overthinking into a signal, a cue to pause, ground, and choose actions that align with well-being. In conclusion, this book is well-suited for women who feel trapped in repetitive thinking about relationships, parenting, work, health, or past mistakes, as well as clinicians, coaches, and partners who want a clearer framework for understanding rumination. It can benefit the reader's life by helping transform overthinking from a vague personal failing into a recognizable pattern with identifiable triggers and consequences. That shift alone reduces shame and increases a sense of agency. The practical focus on interrupting mental loops, taking small constructive actions, and building supportive routines can translate into better mood, clearer decisions, improved sleep, and healthier communication with others. Compared with many general anxiety or positivity titles, this book stands out for its targeted attention to rumination and the specific ways it can be shaped by women's social roles and expectations. It does not simply advise readers to relax or think happy thoughts. Instead, it offers an evidence-informed explanation of why the mind gets stuck and a set of workable steps for getting unstuck. For readers who want both understanding and tools, it is a worthwhile purchase in a crowded self-help field. If you would like to support Susan Nolan Hoeksema, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.